to Sunday Conversation. It's Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reed.
All right now, Teddy, that's how you feeling on this Sunday.
Yes, it is a marvelous Sunday, a wonderful Sunday.
It is.
You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice.
Oh, wow.
And be glad in it. Absolutely.
Teddy came in here feeling some type of way this Sunday.
Absolutely. You know, it is just such a blessing to be alive and to be, you know, walking in God's word and having his protection. And I don't know what, you know, our listeners out there, I don't know what God you serve, but I know the God that I serve, he is absolutely amazing.
All right, Teddy.
And we are very appreciative. And I've been praying he'll do something about this pollen, because I swear.
You know what? Oh, my. Pollen. I have never had issues with allergies until I moved to Georgia, and it got worse when I moved here to Columbus. So I've been in Georgia almost 3 years, and I have never had problems with allergies until I moved here, to the point where my grown self called my mama and was, "Ma, I don't know what's going on. I got a headache. My eyes is watering." She was like, "Baby, it's probably allergies." I'm like, "I don't have problems with allergies."
Mm-hmm.
She said, "You in a different state. It's probably going to be different." Sure enough. Yes.
You know, if my wife was here, she would give you a high five, because that is her story there. When she was in Virginia in medical school in Mississippi, she did not have allergies like this until she came to Georgia. And we do have an abundance of wildlife and environment here in Georgia,
that
contributes to that high pollen count. And it bothers so many of us throughout the year. You know, makes me want to go buy some stock in Claritin or something, because these folk got to be making money.
I got my money, right. And then the funny part is, can I
borrow one?
I don't have any on me, but I got you.
You ain't got
I got you in the car. I'll go out to the car and get you on the commercial break.
All right,
you know,
all right.
The funny thing is, when I first kind of got here, the pollen that was on my car, I didn't realize it was pollen because it was so much on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the day before, my apartment complex, they were kind of like cleaning up and doing something with the grass or whatever. So when I walked up to my car, I thought that they had left all of this. You talking about somebody who had was going to type up an entire email to my leasing office. Like, you know, the people you have working on the property, they're just unprofessional and take pictures of my car. And then I realized, I went to the gas station. And I was like, wait, this is the same stuff that's on my car.
They don't live with me.
It was on the pump.
It's everywhere.
So.
You know, but it's a necessary course of nature, because, you know, we do need the trees and the flowers and everything else to do what it got to do from a reproduction perspective, so that we can get our fruits and vegetables and all that kind of other kind of good stuff that's produced. But I tell you, it's a challenge. It's truly a challenge.
It's true. I don't want it. Georgia can take these allergies back. I've been doing pretty good so far. I know we are into spring, but I've been doing pretty good so far. So hopefully it continues for the rest of spring and summer.
Yeah. And, you know, and if my memory serves me correctly, and from what I've noticed, it takes more than one good shower to get rid of it, you know, because it'll rain real good, and then that water is you thought I was talking about what now?
A different shower. I was like, are you trying to tell people that they need to bathe?
No. What I'm saying is that
it went over my head. I'm sorry.
That water is going to go back into the plants again, and then it's gonna do another round of pollination. So
yeah. You know, we're kind of just talking about these allergies, freestyling, just praying that
people can breathe easy, you know.
As you can tell, you know, I think Teddy's going through
allergy season. And my baby, poor little lady Catherine.
The baby got allergies?
Yes, it's bothering the baby too. And you know, she'll rub a little face and stuff, and you'll be like, oh, poo. All of us in my house, we just... If we could just shut the door and not come outside for the next 3-4 months, we probably would, But we can't
Such
do that.
Life.
Such is life.
So we were kind of talking before we started Sunday Conversation, just kind of moving on. We don't want to make the whole show about sinuses. And they'd be not a Sunday conversation. Janae and Teddy, what is wrong with them today? No. So before we...
I bet you at least one of our listeners has sneezed at least 3 times since we've been talking because of this pollen.
I know somebody's in the car at home like, they're right. I didn't have the problems.
Stuff. And then you don't want to waste your money going to wash your car, because in 2 days it's going to be full of pollen again.
Be right back. Spending on that Claritin.
Allergy
medicine. It was so bad
on my windshields. I know we got to go into something else. But it was so bad on my windshields today that I had to use the little water squirt thing, you know, that clean the windshield. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was driving down the road while it was going on, and now it's all down my driver window, this little stream of water. But the water gone. It's all pollen. I'm like, good Lord. You know, it's just.
Pollen's like, Teddy, you will not escape me. Ooh, you will not escape
pollen
me.
Pollen, like, you gonna get this beat down. This nasal beat down.
You take it and respect take it, and move take on. It, and take move it. On.
But to the conversation we had.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking off the air, and we just kind of want to bring it to our listeners a little bit and just figure out how we can come or get more people to do this. I don't know if, you know, the listeners have seen the video that's gone viral on social media, and I posted it on my Facebook page. You can see it at Janae Renee on Facebook, and it's on my Instagram. So that's Janae Renee. Run it together. J-A-N. It's my pub. J-A-N-E-E-R-E-N-E-E. But it's the video of the two teenage boys, and they were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a lot of people are out, you know, videotaping.
Right.
The world we live in.
Right.
And then this older guy comes up, and he's not like what people would consider old, you know. Mm-hmm. To me, in the video, he looks to be maybe late 30s, early 40s, but he's older than the teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up, and he basically starts calling the people that are videotaping the fight cowards, and talking to these two teenage boys, asking them, why are you fighting? And basically point and say, these people are laughing at you. They're not with you. They're actually laughing at you, and they want something to post on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's gone viral. We don't know who he is, but he's gone viral for basically stepping in and speaking up. And so I've had this conversation all week, you know, since the video went viral. Why don't we have more people,
you know,
like that?
Whoever that dude is. Whoever that dude is.
I want to interview him. I want to talk to him.
I don't even know if you can hear us. But if you just happen to come across this message, hats off to you.
Yes.
You are the epitome of a grown man. And mm-hmm. that's the example of grown men that we need in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Not who got the biggest rims or who can flash the most guns or money on Facebook. It's not about that.
Right.
It's about the person who is going to take it upon their personal interest when they have no genuine interest.
Exactly.
To interfere and intervene in a situation. Mm-hmm. And try to teach our young folks that we can do better.
And I do have to kudos to the young men too, and someone commented on my Facebook, and he said, well, I just want to give props to all three of them, because the two young boys, they were listening. They stopped fighting, and they did begin to listen to him. Because you have an incident where someone commented, I don't know if it was on my Instagram or on somebody else's Instagram, and a lady said it happened to her boyfriend in the Bronx. He tried to stop a fight, and then one of the guys turned on him and tried to jump him. You know, so in this particular video, definitely shouts out to the two young men who just needed a little bit of guidance, just needed someone to talk to, and this man stepped in. And I just want to know why we don't, and I know it's not a question that you can answer or I can answer, but my hope is that more men and more women will step up and especially be an example for the younger generation.
But, you know, Janae, I will say there are men out there like that.
Oh,
even here in Columbus.
Yes.
We have brothers that volunteer and sacrifice a lot of their personal times away from their families to do things like football camps and basketball camps and volunteer. You know, this past week I just happened to be with some of my good friends, and we were over at Shirley B. Winston Recreational Center.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my great friends, Robbie Branscombe, who also helps with the Fountain City Classic, she started this organization called Let Us Grow STEAM. And it focuses on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Okay.
And in that, what they're doing is she's pulled together a group of about 30 students, and they are going to build soapbox derby race cars, and they're building two now. And to go out there and see the layup of the little test model cars that they have and the tracks that they have for them, and they're building cars that propel themselves off of inflated balloons. Mm-hmm. As the balloon deflates, it pushes the car forward and things of that nature. And she's really getting the students involved. But the reason I brought this up, because when you looked around a room, you saw your Jarvis Hamiltons and you saw your Gerald Rileys and you saw, you know, other great men in our communities that are taking time out to show our young folks that we care. Mm-hmm. That we're not ignoring them. We know that we have real issues, and we're doing what we can with the limited resources that we have to provide opportunity for them. It was about roughly 20, 30 years ago that we start seeing cities and governments cutting monies from areas like recreation, mm-hmm, and parks and events for young folks to get engaged. And when we start seeing that, when we start seeing these parks close, when we start seeing less funding going to our YMCAs and our Boys and Girl Clubs and our afternoon programs, you know, that were churches that were getting grant monies and things of that nature, we begin to see an influx in a lot of this craziness.
I agree with that, because when I look back on my childhood and, you know, when I was going through it, oh, I was like, if my mother put me in one more activity, I am going to scream. I mean, from bowling classes to, fencing. Yes, I was in fencing.
Janae, you did some fencing. I did. for you guys who know what fencing is, if you've ever seen it on the Olympics, is where they're wearing this whole body cast.
And it's hot in there.
And then you even have a face mask thing, yes, that you can see through, but they got these little swords and they're pretending to be fighting each other with swords, and you get weird points if you touch the other person with your sword and another. Trust
Why
me.
Why you gotta
trust
describe me. It like that?
Janae, you were fencing, Janae.
My mother put me in fencing, and you know, she sent me off to camp. My mother was trying to do everything,
ooh, Lord,
to keep me out of trouble. So again, when I was going through it, I was like, if she put me in another activity. But now that I'm older, I appreciate her trying to keep me busy and to keep me from being in the streets and running street. And I even have family members, you know, cousins that were same age who got into a lot of trouble after school, or because they didn't have anything to do and they were just running the neighborhood.
Right.
So because my mom, right, had me going here and going there and going, I mean, of course we all get in trouble as teenagers, but mm-hmm, I didn't get to get into anything major. So you're right. We don't have those after school programs or, you know, the mentor programs and things like that. So I do think we need more of them. But what I want us to do is start saying something. You know, a lot of times we say, well, it has nothing to do with me. You probably had about four or five people walk past that fight.
Right.
It just kept going. I was at the park the other day.
You know, it's funny you said that, and it just hit me real hard, because we have seen Black Twitter and Black Facebook and Black Snapchat shut down things.
Of course.
When we don't like it, and when it really bother us, it make things go viral, and it makes companies move. Like the movement on social media forced the CEO of Uber to resign from a Trump committee, mm-hmm, as well as submit a statement saying that he's not in support of his policies, mm-hmm, because of the movement of people, largely our Black people. And it behooves me that we can't.
Well, the thing with that, and
go ahead.
With that, this is the part where there's a thin line. Because the reason why I feel like it went so viral is because celebrities got behind it and said boycott Uber. And that's how it kind of started.
Right.
So with that being said, which is nothing wrong with that, I'm happy when celebrities speak up and, you know, voice their opinion. But at the same
some
time,
some of them don't need to speak up.
Some of them don't.
Some of them don't. Let's be real. Just because you're a celebrity don't mean, right, you got a platform.
But at the same time, I need for locally. Like I always tell people, you know, and I've gotten into debates about this with a lot of people. Just because your favorite rapper is going for this cause does, mm-hmm, not mean you need to go for the cause.
That's right.
And I've had people come at me like, oh, well, why aren't you talking about this? If I don't have the facts and I don't have the information, I'm not supporting something just because, you know,
so-and-so
saying
so.
Is doing it, or just because,
right,
this,
but right,
no, like,
right,
let me research this, and if,
right,
I feel like this is a cause that I want to speak on and be about, then I will do it, but not because of someone else. So I definitely think Uber, which is a good thing, but I think that, you know, that played a big part. A lot of celebrities got behind it and made it go viral, and of course, Black Twitter is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm, a couple companies have hired people to do Black Twitter. You know,
right,
what I'm saying? Like, so it's definitely powerful. I want more on a local level to people to start just stepping in when situations are not right. And I want a lot of us, and myself included, mm-hmm. that will stop saying, oh, well, that has nothing to do with me. And I'm going to go back to this point. The other day I was in the park exercising. Give me some props because I've gone 3 days in a row, Teddy. I'm proud of myself. I'm trying to start something good for
what
spring.
What park you going to?
I ain't even about my business.
Okay.
But I've been walking and trying to exercise, you know. So I'm a weekend, but 3 days straight. That's good for me. But anyway, I was at the park, and I saw these two kids. And they were throwing, I guess, bread to the, what are those things? And they are so friendly here. The ducks, the little things that be out in the park. You know what I'm talking about. The ducks, the pigeons, whatever, those.
At parks here in Columbus.
Yes. And they're friendly because the ones in St. Louis, no, they will attack you. Like, I just walk on past these here. They don't bother me walking the trail. But anyway, so they were throwing bread to them. But they were like 6 and maybe 7. Mm-hmm. They were young. Mm-hmm. So as I'm walking up, I'm looking like, where are the parents? Like, I don't see any parents around. So I walk past. And I was like, well, Janae, that has nothing to do with you. And then I was like, you know, you might go over and start talking to these kids. And then somebody looking like, what is she doing with them kids? They don't belong. You know, so you just start, it's so much that pop in your mind. So then I kept walking and then I stopped because I was like, well, let me go back and ask these kids, where are their parents? Because they were just kind of standing there. And as I got ready to go back, I saw a lady walk up, apparently who they knew. So she must have just walked around the trail and left them there, which I don't think she should have, but left them there and came. was coming back on them. So even in my mind for the first time, I was going to just walk away. Like, oh, they don't have anything to do with you. I'm pretty sure their mom is here. When right. It could have been a case where their mom wasn't there. So how do we get the mindset of asking questions or stopping to help and not being all about ourselves or with some people, well, yeah. Being afraid to step in.
I think collectively we're going to have to decide that we want to be a community again. Mm-hmm. What you're speaking of is
can be mentality.
Summed up as community values, that. You know. And you know, now you say something to somebody's child and you let the parents know that you told the child that and why you told them that. You know, even if you don't put your hands on them, some of those parents will jump on
it's
you.
A problem, yeah.
Yeah, start cussing you out. Well, you don't say that to my child. And you know, and you want to be, ma'am, it takes a village. Mm-hmm. Because once your child is grown, if your child transitions with the mentality that nobody can say nothing to him but his mama, they have sales for stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do, trying to keep our young folks, our young talent out of jail. Mm-hmm. Because, mm-hmm. you know, with this unchecked, this, you know, rampant, this unsanitized behavior has got to change. And that starts with community engagement and involvement, but it has to ultimately begin with us determining that we want to be a community. Mm-hmm. That I'm going to be okay if my neighbor gets onto my son for trying to fight another young boy in front of their house.
Right.
You know, it's going to be okay if my neighbor sees my child at the grocery store sneaking a Snickers in his pocket and she snatch him up and tell him, put that back and get out of here right now. We got to get back to a point in which that's okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So I guess that is the main thing. And the thing is, I guess we'll talk about how we feel we can get that way when we come back for this quick commercial break. We should have said. It's Sunday Conversation with Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
We'll be back.
Okay, so Sarah, I'm dropping you off at Emily's.
Yep.
And Josh, you're going to?
Soccer, Dad. Soccer practice.
Right. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know when I pick you both up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, and my dorky dad hat, and I'm going to do my dad dance for all your friends. They'll love it!
Seriously? Why?
Because I like my short shorts. Of course, I could be talked out of it if you guys would just buckle up your seatbelts without giving me a hard time.
It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. And sometimes, all it takes is your parental powers of persuasion.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Good choice. I'll just have to do my dad dance at dinner time.
What?
No!
Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
It's time to say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the skies. Only he can save my life.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation. Janae Renee.
And this is Teddy Reese.
And we're basically talking about how we can come together as a community, how we can get back to the community mentality that it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I just think one is respect of each other. I think mm-hmm. that would probably be the main thing for me.
Communication, too.
Communication.
You know, when my wife and I moved into our new neighborhood, the neighbors came and greeted us, of course, individually. Mm-hmm. And they brought food, you know, and items to welcome us to the neighborhood, and made it very clear that they were friendly, mm-hmm. that they look forward to us joining the community in the neighborhood, and that our neighborhood is like a family. Mm-hmm. And you know, we support and look out for each other.
And that's exactly what a neighborhood, a community could be. I think about one of the streets that I grew up on, so to speak. It was the family home was there. So at mm-hmm. one point, everybody in my family have stayed in this house, but it belonged to my great-grandmother. And I'm still friends with a lot of the people who grew up on this street. Right. Even the older ones who were my cousin's best
right.
friends.
Right.
Like, we're Facebook friends and all of that. But this same street, with the exception of maybe two houses, you still have like, my mom owns the house now. But you have the lady across the street is the same. The person next door. So it was like they have it. The grandmothers and stuff have it now.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? But to think about that street, and how we knew everybody on that street. And I could be down the street doing something, and they'd be like, well, you know, you ain't supposed to be in the street, Janae. Call mm-hmm. me by my
uh-huh.
name.
Uh-huh.
You know, or if I'm standing there and the lights get ready to come on, you know, you need to be back on the porch, Janae. You know, so everybody knew.
Get to looking
everybody.
Over those glasses at
yes,
you. Like,
all of that,
like, what
you
is
know?
Wrong with you?
And don't let me not move when they tell me.
But you know,
they say it nice, but they really, like, get to the front porch.
That's when kids were kids and we did
yes.
kids stuff.
Kids were outside.
Right now, you know, we have positioned ourselves to where our children are growing up too fast. They're not experiencing basic things as a child, you know, like, you know, growing up in the country where I did, you know, I me and my great uncle, we used to get out there and crank up that tiller around this time of year and till that soil and plant our tomatoes and our corns and our collard greens. And, you know, it was some labor. Mm-hmm. But to watch everything grow, the watermelons, the cucumbers, the onions, you know, cabbage, mm-hmm. and peas. And we didn't do this as a big commercial operation. We just did this for the family. Right. You know, this is just this was the family's garden, and when my bicycle tire went flat, I had to go get that bucket of water and put that water in there and take that inner tube out and shuffle that thing around in there until I found the bubbles.
No, you didn't tell me.
Then I had to scrape it with the
little see.
Then I had to scrape it with a little metal thing and put the patch on there to make sure the glue would hold. You know, I was with friends in Atlanta one evening, and I believe the young lady when she said, I sent my water bill in, but, you know, I still got the shutoff notice. I guess they must have crossed in the mail, and that's logical that someone's bill would cross in the mail with payment. And so this was on a Friday afternoon. She was expecting to have a lot of guests over, have a big event, and there was not one drop of water in the house. And everybody was panicking because no one could answer the phone at the water department. Well, I went and got a flashlight, a pair of pliers, and I went out there to the water meter, and I turned the water on, and everybody was amazed. How did you do that? You know, how does that work? You know, just so many things that used to keep us busy as young folks, mm-hmm. fixing pipes and building things. Mm-hmm. You know, right now our children, they're more engaged with technology. You know, the social media.
And I don't want
it's not a bad thing.
Technology is not bad. Yeah. I go back and forth on, you know, how old you should be before you are able to get on social media, Facebook, Instagram, all of that. But I enjoy the fact that they're learning a lot of technology, but I still want kids to be kids.
Right.
And I think that's the part that they're missing out on. You know, we used to almost cry when the streetlights came on and you had to come back in the house because we no telling where we were at in the neighborhood, whether we're playing kickball, playing whatever, we're somewhere not at home. And now you can barely get a kid out the house because they want to sit in and they want to play video games or they want to be on social media. They just want to sit in there and watch TV.
And no doubt, so, you know, all technology is not bad because, you know, Pew Institute did a study and they said cell phones have made internet access available for 77% of people in poverty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so now at their fingertips, they have access to find things on the web, to find resources and things of that nature. But also what comes along with that are some of the bad things that we can find on the internet.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So I think it comes into a balance. You have to figure out a balance. Yeah. I think, you know, even if a parent of a child has a cell phone and has this, like maybe say you get 1 hour with this and then you need to go outside.
Yeah.
You know, and just go out and be a, like, at one point I had custody of my two little cousins. They were 10 years old, and I literally used to have to force them to go outside, and I couldn't understand it. Like, do you understand how as a kid I didn't want to come in the house? But you learn so much outside and being with your friends and just being in your community, like you say, and fixing things or just, you know, with us. We just, and I was kind of a tomboy, so you kind of learn things. I remember one time just going in the garage and like, oh, let me see what this piece of wood or something do, like trying to pull it and clean, and ended up getting stung by like 10 bees at one time.
Oh, wow.
Like, which is why I'm terrified of bees to this day. But just, we were out just playing, climbing trees. Yeah. My grandmother had a apple tree in the back. So, of course, you know, she didn't let us bother it, but we would watch the apples bloom.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just so much for you to do, hide and seek, playing rope, green light, red light, green light, street games, you know, what's the one chalk on the ground and
hopscotch.
Hopscotch. Just outside, you know, just being outside. And I think that's what we are missing. And again,
so just to recap, you know,
there's respect.
There's communication.
Communication, definitely that.
There's activities for the youth.
Yes.
And then I think that fourth leg needs to be advocacy. The people in the community gotta, again, learn how to come together and say collectively as a community, we're gonna demand some things. You know, we pay property taxes just like everybody else. Why can't our streets be paved and look nice like everybody else's with, you know, unique street signs and street lights and things of that nature? Why our park had to close? Why our community center had to be closed? And they can demand that those things be reopened.
Yeah.
They can demand that the resources that we have here for Columbus be utilized in a way that it begins to, again, go back to benefit our communities, you know, and the people in our communities that we serve. You know, so, you know, there's so many areas. If you talk to some of the, you know, some of the more wiser individuals yes. here in this city. I'm not gonna call them old. I'm gonna call them wiser, mm-hmm. and they talk about, you know, Columbus in the past. They talk about, you know, the Porter Auditorium area, and they talk about East Wind Heights, and they talk about so many Bellwood before they continued Veterans Parkway, which totally cut that community in half, you know, and made some of the residential properties commercial. And now you're having companies pop up in the middle of your neighborhoods and things of that nature. You know, that's where political engagement and political power and political influence begins to come together.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And I think for me, I just want people not to be afraid to speak up. And I think because some young people are a bit disrespectful, mm-hmm. a lot of seasoned or wiser people, as we're going to call them, they don't want to say anything to them. And just a quick, I know we got to wrap this up, but a quick conversation. My mom the other day was telling me how she was standing outside and there was a guy next to her eating like some chicken or whatever. And he just ate them and just threw it on the ground. And she said it was a trash can like right there. So she said she started not to say anything, and then, because she was like, I don't want this man to go off on me or, you know, call me out my name or whatever. But she said, no, you know, I'm going to say something to him. Mm-hmm. So she said, excuse me, you know, don't get mad at me, but is there a reason why you threw your chicken bones on the ground instead of the trash can, which is in arm's reach, you know? And she said the only thing he said was, you know what, you're right, I'm sorry, I just didn't even realize it. So sometimes we have people that are afraid to say something because they think there's going to be a different outcome. Mm-hmm. But we can't be afraid, because sometimes the outcome is not going to be what we want. Right. And you better believe the youth of today, some of them are going to challenge you.
Right.
But I do think overall, youth want guidance.
Absolutely.
They want someone to talk to. They want someone to keep them out of trouble. Of course, they're going to rebel to a certain extent. Yeah. We all do. Yeah. We all did. But at the end of the day, I do think they want guidance, and they want someone to advise them and be there for them and mentor them.
And you know, another simple truth is the fact that, you know, at some point we're all related to somebody.
Yeah,
we're all a part of a greater family, a greater extension, whether that's a church family, whether that's a blood family, whether that's a fraternal or sorority family. You know, we're all part of a greater family. Somebody can reach every individual that we need to be had a conversation with.
Yes, it's true.
If we take the time to find that person who can actually have that conversation with that individual, you know, and let them know that we can. There's no reason why we can't, you know, and the shootings at the clubs and the constant fights that we see on TV, you know, we can stop that. Mm-hmm. We know who's doing this. You know, we got these old street-made, jail-made codes, no snitching and all that kind of stuff, and it has just destroyed our communities. Mm-hmm. And it continues to destroy our communities. And we're going to have an honest conversation about that. You know, I would love to see some of the OGs and some of our community leaders and other people get together and have a real conversation on how we can turn our communities around, how we can bring more jobs to our communities, how we can bring more activities, how we can bring back prosperity, you know, how we can bring back happy times. Happy times, you know, and just allow everyone to be themselves. No one's judging you. You know, do what you do, but let's have at least a basic level of respect for each other.
Yeah. So I think we both can agree that that's really what it comes down to, respect for one another. I think that, you know, the youth need to respect the wiser. And I also think in return, the wise need to respect the youth.
See, now that's another conversation. I agree with you, but we got to talk about that. We got to hash that out a little bit more.
That's another Sunday conversation.
That's the next Sunday conversation right there.
Okay. I agree with that. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Ooh, that's another one down. I know we were just talking. I didn't even realize we were. Did we do what we were supposed to do today?
I think we did. Okay. We had a Sunday conversation.
We did do that.
Yes,
we did do that. So, it's been Sunday conversation. If you want to chat with myself or Teddy, after Sunday conversation, you can always find us on social media once you bring yours down.
That's right. I'm on Facebook, Teddy Reese.
Just that simple.
Just search for Just That Simple.
And you can find me on Facebook at Janae Renee and on Instagram, Janae Renee. Just run it all together. It's been Sunday Conversation with Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
Talk to you next week. The views and expressions of Sunday Conversation are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporated, advertisers, nor their staff.